Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another exciting episode of Quarantined with Hollywood Week. My name is Keenan Culler, and tonight, as always, I'm joined by the Almost Doctor, the heart of Chicago, and the conductor on the 2021 hype train. It's Kaysen Culler. Kaysen, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Keenan. I made it back here to Chicago after our fun holiday celebration together. And now I'm quarantining for a week, so pretty much stuck in my apartment, which, you know, I thought I would I thought I would dislike more than I do, but I guess I'm just becoming too complacent sitting around.
Kaysen, in your old age, you're becoming less of a social butterfly and more of a homebody. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's right, yeah. I guess I'm ready to retire already.
You know what? 2020 is in the rear view. It was, the whole thing was a bad dream. Tonight's episode, Kaysen, is all about the positivity, all about the optimism, all about the hype of 2021. So while I appreciate you being a responsible adult and quarantining, that's not what we're here to talk about tonight, Kaysen.
That's true. Although, on that note, I will say 2021 is here, and I am getting my COVID vaccine on Friday.
Ooh.
First dose. So, very excited about that.
Kaysen, if you grow a third arm, let me know immediately.
I will warn the audience, I promise. I'll be the guinea pig for this one.
Yeah, Kaysen, how was your New Year? And I guess in addition to how was your New Year, are you excited that 2020 is officially over? Or do you feel like we're kind of in like the new game plus mode of 2020 and it's just in a continuation of the bad dream?
Yeah, man, we have 600 more power moons to collect. So I don't know if we're in the clear yet. I think that... Well, first of all, my New Year was great. Not super eventful, but it was good. Fun just getting to be home and hung out with our parents. Taught them some new games, so that's always a good time. Otherwise, though, it was just a nice relaxing break for me before having to come back and jump back into the med school stuff. But 2021, I am excited about. I'm excited for things to open back up, hopefully for the pandemic to be over. I don't know how quickly that's all going to happen. I think it's probably going to be a much more gradual process than people would like. But I think things are looking up for now.
Kaysen, I'm in no hurry. Right now, my back hurts because I got this fat stack of bills in my wallet weighing me down as I'm walking.
600s?
My 600 bones are keeping me from walking like I normally do, and I need to relax. I don't think I can spend this, in 3 or 4 months? So I just say, let's move at a slow pace. I got my $600, and if this was 1914, I could make it for probably 6 months, maybe 7.
Yeah, I like it.
Anyway.
Let's keep that mentality.
Insulting the government right off the top. Kaysen, let's move on to what we're actually here to talk about. Tonight's episode, we are doing something very exciting. We did this last year. I loved it. The fans loved it. The listeners loved it. And I think it's going to be fun to do again tonight. We're counting down the top 10 most anticipated films of this current year, 2021.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to literally do it again by just reading the exact same movies we had on our list last year.
I know. That was one of my big questions. How much crossover from last year's list to this year because so many things got delayed? But I think there's a good mix. I would say I actually have more new options, I think, than not. So I'm pretty excited. And we were talking before we started recording. I think we're going to have a lot of crossover on our list, me and you, but I don't think our placement is going to be where you might think it is.
I am interested. I mean, I think I definitely know what your number one is. But I'm curious to see where you put some of the other ones that I am confident that you're excited about, but I don't know how excited.
Yeah, exactly. And we should mention before we dive in, a couple things. We were going to do this episode tonight as kind of our year-end wrap-up, as kind of our top 10 films of 2020, which we are really looking forward to. We're actually going to do that next week because we decided, number one, we didn't really get a chance to see everything we wanted to see, and we didn't really feel like cramming it all in at the last minute. And number two, right. It's really hard to make a list you feel confident in when you are cramming and trying to last minute decide on these things. So I think giving it some time to breathe, giving it this week to kind of mull it over, think it over, next week's episode will be even better than it would have been if we recorded early tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad we're doing that. I have a few more movies on my list that I want to catch up on, which being quarantined gives me a great opportunity to do that. So I think my list will be much more confident than it would have been if I had been scrambling and missing out on some that I really wanted to see.
Kaysen, how many more times before we record next week are you going to watch Sonic the Hedgehog?
Oh, yeah. I just have to make sure that I know exactly where I want it, you know?
Yeah.
I can't rush it.
You're going to watch Sonic the Hedgehog like four more times as I'm Googling what is Tenet and what is Tenet.
Exactly. How many YouTube videos of Tenet explanations will you watch?
Now explain it to me like I'm three. Anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Kaysen, and with that being said, normally on these quarantine episodes, we talk about all the latest stuff we've been checking out, but we are not going to do that tonight because we're going to talk so much about that next week because a lot of the stuff we've been watching the last couple weeks, it might make an appearance or they might make an appearance on our top 10 of the year list. So why repeat ourselves next week?
Why spoil it? But one thing that won't be on our list that I do want to ask you about real quick, have you been watching Cobra Kai season 3? I know that's your bread and butter.
I am so excited to watch it, but I have not dove in yet. And I think it's so weird because I just watched season 1 and 2, but there's this weird part of me that wants to rewatch season 1 and 2 and then go right into 3.
Interesting. Like, when did you finish that? Very recently,
probably,
right?
Probably like 3 months ago, 3 or 4. But okay. It was just such a quick, fun, like entertaining watch that I could easily watch both seasons again. And I feel like it would get me more hype for season 3 than just kind of going in cold, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely coming up soon is something I will be watching. Because I got to catch up. I have not seen the first 2 seasons, but I know it's supposed to be fantastic.
So. I mean, we've talked about it, I think, on this show before, but if you haven't watched Cobra Kai on Netflix, oh my gosh, it's so great, so nostalgic, so just entertaining, and the episodes are short, so you don't have to, you know, commit a lot of time to get through an episode. And I would say you don't even have to like be super up on Karate Kid as long as you're vaguely familiar with it. I think they do a good job of kind of filling you in on who people are and what their history is.
Yeah, great example of one of those shows that Netflix kind of saved from destruction.
Yeah,
that
was
cool when they do that.
That was on like YouTube something, and then somehow they brought it over, which is great. But yeah, so Cobra Kai, huge thumbs up. Not a film, so we can talk about it.
Exactly.
Kaysen, before we dive in, one last thing quick, social media game. You know what's going on with that. We got the Instagram page at Hollywood_week. I'm trying to keep... I'm pretty much evanescence at this point, and it's wake me up inside, bring me to life. I think that's how that song went, right?
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
So I'm waking it up and I'm bringing it to life, Kaysen. And it's okay. I'd say right now we're hovering around a 5 or 6. I'm trying to get it up to at least an 8 to be happy.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good goal. We had a pretty nice promo video last week.
Oh yeah, that was good. That was solid.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we got to keep that kind of content coming.
Kaysen, let's toss it over to you for the Facebook group because I know you like hams, you like yams, and you love bread and butter.
I do.
So
I do.
Why don't you go full Aaron Sorkin social network and hype it?
Yeah, let me give it to you. The Facebook group, Hollywood Week, go check us out. We have great conversations going on there. And especially after this episode, we would love it if all of you listeners would feel free to post your most anticipated upcoming movies for 2021. I'm really interested to see if anyone has specifically some things that we do not talk about today. I feel like, at least with my list, I'm going to hit a lot of the big movies people will be hyped on, but I mean, please inform me because I'm sure I'm missing a lot. And obviously it's really hard to know every single movie coming out too. So, let's talk about it.
Kaysen, right off the bat, we're going to dive in for the most anticipated because when you said Facebook group, it made me think we did get some feedback on what some of our members are saying is their most anticipated. Our boy, Matt Bischoff, cousin, friend, and devoted listener. He says his most anticipated of 2021 is Space Jam, A New Legacy, starring LeBron James.
I like it. I like that.
I'm excited to see Space Jam, A New Legacy, but the thing is Bill Murray in it? Because if he's not, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I mean, I haven't really seen too much about that movie in general. Is it going to be like the same Looney Tunes characters?
Oh, I would hope so, of course.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I really love the first Space Jam. I watched it a lot when I was a kid. So I'm interested to see how this turns out, but it did not make my list.
There is no way in hell that LeBron James can be as bad of an actor as Michael Jordan.
As bad of an actor?
I mean, Michael, it was one of the worst. Even when I was like 10, I was like, this guy sucks.
You knew already.
Man, he was weird. Anyway, Matt Bischoff.
That's one of the charm, though. Part of the movie's
charm. We will see if A New Legacy is worth the follow-up or worth getting made. But, Kaysen, are you ready to dive into our list?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Here we go. All aboard the hype train. Kaysen, as the conductor, can you make a choo-choo noise and embarrass yourself?
We're going to add it in post, Keenan.
Perfect.
I'll pass on that.
He has too much dignity. Here we go. Our top 10 most anticipated films of 2021. As always, you know, we got the honorable mentions, Kaysen.
We had to. I mean, there were too many. 2021 is stuffed, man.
And as I always do, I made my list based on this. If someone right now, if a wishing stone from Wonder Woman 1984 were to appear, and
too soon.
Let me wish to see any of these movies. You can walk into the theater right now and watch these. This is the order that I would say I'm going.
Nice.
That's
Let's
it.
Go.
I went with pure instinct, Kaysen.
If you use the wishing stone to wish for that, you'd probably get COVID or something.
Yeah, they take
theater.
Away my health.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to wish to go to the theater? Oh, I'm sorry for bringing it up, listeners. Wonder Woman sucks. Listen to our review of that. We trashed it, but some people said we weren't harsh enough.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Kaysen, here we go. How did you make your list? The same way?
Yeah, the same way. So I can roll through my five honorables if you want me to.
Give them to me. As tradition dictates, you go first. And as tradition dictates, we got the five honorable mentions. Go.
Let me give them to you. I'm not going to talk too much about them. I'm just going to throw them out. Number 15, I'm hyped for The King's Man, coming out on March 12th, directed again by Matthew Vaughn. Third movie in the Kingsman franchise. Supposed to come out last year, but didn't get it. Number 14, I have Nightmare Alley, which is a new Guillermo del Toro movie starring Bradley Cooper. It looks like it's not going to have any monsters or anything in it, but I'm interested to see how he follows up Shape of Water, his Oscar-winning movie. That's coming out in December.
Kaysen, in Nightmare yes. Alley, will there be fish-human romance?
You know, I don't think so, but I'm really glad you brought that up because apparently there is actually fish-human relationships in one of the movies coming up on my list.
Oh, so, you're a pervert, dude. Hey, so
I'll tell you.
I'm excited for Nightmare Alley, but I saw a set photo and it was Cate Blanchett looking like she was wearing some 1930s clothing with an old-fashioned car beside her, and I'm immediately like, come on, Del Toro, come on, dude. Like, just,
what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I'm over that vibe. I'm over that like setting, that era. I feel like Del Toro has messed around so much with like the past. I want him to like make something modern, make something present day, you know?
I was just going to say, though, I feel like he nails that. Like, I love his ability to create, like, a sense of environment, you know? Like, because with his movies, I always feel like you really experience being in that setting, and it kind of, like, absorbs you.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, maybe
you think, I don't know.
Maybe I'm an idiot.
You're crazy.
Keep going.
All right, number 13, we got Encanto. This is a Disney movie coming out on November 24th. We have the directors of, I think, Big Hero 6 directing this movie, as well as something else that I can't remember. But the music is by Lin-Manuel Miranda, so I think it's going to be awesome. Number 12, I have Minari, which was supposed to come out this past year. It's about a Korean immigrant family who moves to, I think, rural Iowa, but some rural state. starring Steven Yeun. It's been getting a lot of critical hype. A lot of people have it as their favorite movie of last year. But since we can't watch it until 2021, I will be excited about it then. That comes out February 12th. And then number 11, my fish movie, we have Luca, which is actually Pixar's next movie. This movie looks amazing to me, but I'm a little bit hesitant just because the person directing it is a first-time director for them. But he has worked on some of their other movies, so I know that the story is very personal to him, of like a little boy growing up in the Italian countryside. And the entire movie is supposedly about the friendship between these two kids, just as they're kind of growing up and coming of age. But the gimmick, apparently, is that one of them is actually some kind of sea monster.
Whoa!
and is trying to hide it from the other one. So, definite Shape of Water vibes coming there. But I just think Pixar making an animated movie about kids in Italy is going to be, like, gorgeous to look at. So, really excited to see how they realize that setting.
Kaysen, do you think Luca will be Pixar's version of Shape of Water and Call Me By Your Name merged, you know, into one film?
That is literally exactly what I was thinking. So I don't think it is going to go the Call Me By Your Name direction, but like, that is a definite possibility. So who knows? Anything could happen.
I would pay my entire $600 stimulus to watch that movie.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a serious push forward for them, but I don't know. We'll see.
Kaysen, sweet honorable mentions. I only have one of those in my honorable mentions. Here we go. My honorable mentions for most anticipated of 2021. Number 15, the Tom Holland starring vehicle, Cherry. This comes out in theaters and on Apple TV Plus on February 26th, so we don't have too long to wait. I'm really excited about this. Not only does this star our boy, Tom Holland, this also is the first film directed by the Russo brothers since their entire run in the MCU.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what they do. I'm obviously excited about Holland, but I'm more just excited to see what the Russo brothers can do outside of the comic book genre.
Yeah, you weren't satisfied with Extraction?
They didn't direct that. They just, I think only one of them like helped write it or something, but
Yeah.
No, I think this is going to be crazy. It looks gritty and it looks like pretty dark material. So, we'll see. That's Cherry. That's my number 15 honorable mention. Number 14, Kaysen. I can't believe this is a real thing that got made, but they did it. Jackass number 4.
Are you serious?
Jackass number 4 is coming out September 3rd. We got Knoxville, we got Steve-O, we got the party boy Chris Pontius, and we got maybe still in rehab Bam Margera, who looks more like Phil Margera now. But they're all back, Kaysen. Directed again by Jeff Tremaine, who's always, you know, been directing and creating and filming for them. So I can't wait. I feel like I've loved every single movie, every single episode of Jackass. These guys are hilarious. It's going to be interesting to see if 10 years later, if the rust has set in or if they can still entertain and shock us.
Wow, that is quite a pick.
Yeah, so Jackass number 4, that comes out September 3rd. Kaysen, my number 13 honorable mention is Halloween Kills.
Nice.
Really looking forward to this year, but unfortunately it got bumped all the way to October 15th of this current 2021. I love the first Halloween. We talked about this on our last episode, or our last year's anticipated. Really, really loved what they did with that. I felt like it was very true to the spirit of the original, and I just think the sequel is going to be a fun roller coaster ride of carnage, and who doesn't love Michael Myers?
It's true.
Halloween Kills, that drops October 15th. Kaysen, my number 12 honorable mention is Last Night in Soho.
Oh, I like it.
Directed by Edgar Wright. This is almost a victim of, because I think this was in my top 10 last year, and I was really excited about it. Still am really excited about it, just because Edgar Wright is such a ripper. Obviously directed Shaun of the Dead, Baby Driver, Hot Fuzz, a lot of great stuff. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah.
He's an incredible director, but I think it's one of those things where without seeing a trailer, without knowing too much about it, it's just really hard to put it above some of these movies where it's just like, get hyped, here we go.
Sure.
But I'm guessing if I know you like I think I do, we'll probably be talking about that later.
We might.
But Last Night in Soho comes out April 23rd. Again, that's my number 12 honorable mention. Kaysen, number 11, my final honorable mention, is the one you had at number 11. That is Pixar's Luca.
Nice.
This comes out June 18th. I really think this could be like an incredible, very special, very high-ranking movie when we do our breakdown next year. But the problem is, with no trailer and with very little information, it's just very hard to get super hyped until we know more.
Yeah, I completely agree. But I am optimistic, like you said, a lot, because it seems like it's just really about a character, or like a couple characters. And I mean, I know there's a gimmick of him being a sea creature, but it seems like it's gonna be able to take its time and really build up these like sentimental moments and, you know, cool relationship stuff. So I'm excited.
I have no doubt it will be fantastic. And I think they'll take full advantage of that Italian setting, you know, to make it visually spectacular.
Nice. Cool.
Kaysen, now we're into the real deal. This is it. This is the top 10. I mean, I don't want to say this is the most important thing we'll do all year, but it's probably in the top 10 of the most important things we'll do all year.
I agree.
Here we go. Kaysen, you start us off. Your number 10 most anticipated film of the year. What is it?
Now, if we share these, do you want to just like say that the other person has it too and where it's at? Or do you want to wait until they get there on their list?
I think that we can wait unless it's like the same number or the next, you know, close.
Okay. Perfect. All right, my number 10, which I have a feeling you have later, is Black Widow, coming out on May 7th. It was on our list last year, I'm pretty sure, and we thought we were going to be seeing it early in 2020, but we have been waiting for this movie now for like 18 months, and I cannot handle seeing one more trailer for it, because eventually they're just going to show the entire movie in footage. But I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, everything about it looks super cool. Every time I see the footage of Scarlett Johansson flying through the air, getting tackled in midair by dudes in, you know, Snow Patrol outfits, I just think the action is going to be out of control. And I think Florence Pugh is going to make her big Marvel debut, and it sounds like she might be sticking around afterwards. So I think it's going to be a really cool chance for her to establish herself as a character. So,
Kaysen, have we talked about Florence Pugh on this show before?
I think we talked about her last year on our Best of 2019 episode.
I think we want her to co-host with us.
Oh yeah, yeah. Which I mean, she's being talked to about that. So
yeah, we'll see if she accepts the contract. But we love Florence Pugh. Kaysen, Black Widow is my number 9 most anticipated film. So I feel like we can talk about that right now. I don't know if you mentioned this comes out May 7th. Did you?
Yep.
So yeah, you hit the nail on the head. We've been waiting for this forever. This has been the longest drought we've had in the MCU since ever. And I'm really feeling it. I'm so excited to see this. The trailer looks fantastic. All the footage I've seen looks fantastic. I think this is going to be a very, very like special MCU film. The only thing that to me that kind of puts it a little lower on my hype list is just the fact that to me, this is something that I feel like this, I know the most, I know the most of what we're getting. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, it's something I know will be great, but I don't think there's going to be too many surprises here. And I think it's just going to play out kind of the way we think it will. And it'll be a great time. But there's just other movies coming up on our list that are way more question mark movies where it's like, what is going to go down with this movie?
I completely agree.
So again, hyped as hell for Black Widow. That's my number 9. That's your number 10.
Yep. Awesome.
Kaysen, my number 10, you tried to keep me from putting it on my list last year. I said, I don't care. This year, it's back, dude. It's back, it's fast, and it's furious.
That's right. Let's go.
Hit 'em with the F9. It's my number 10 movie, get hype movie of the year. May 28th, we got Fast and Furious Part 9, or as they call it, F9.
Amazing.
Kaysen, I cannot wait to see this. This is kind of like Black Widow, where it's almost like I was so hyped last spring to see this, and then to just have it pulled away from me, and not only pulled away from me, but pulled away for an entire year. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I really need to get back into that headspace of when I saw that trailer for the first time. I saw Dominic Toretto drive his car off a cliff and then, like, latch on to a helicopter with a hook.
Yeah. Yeah.
This also features John Cena, who's one of the worst actors on the planet next to Michael Jordan, as Dominic Toretto's brother, Jacob. And I looked it up on IMDb, Kaysen. Do you think Jacob is spelled J-A-C-O-B? Or do you
I hope
think-
it's got a K.
Oh, you know it does.
That's Let's
right.
go.
Jacob Toretto is J-A-K-O-B.
Oh, that's how you know he's legit. That's how you know he's threatening.
Hey, how can you not have this movie on your list when Charlize Theron is playing a character named Cypher?
Who That's true.
Recruits J-A-K-O-B, Jacob, to take down his brother Dom.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm hyped too. I understand.
Hey, the trailer, they're like, Michelle Rodriguez is talking about John Cena, and she's like, he's faster, he's stronger, he's the most cunning, ruthless person you'll ever meet. And then this character in a voiceover is like, who is he? And Vin Diesel's like, it's my brother.
I remember when we first saw that trailer, like, a long time ago, that scene was the highlight.
For hey, sure. Remember the first scene in the trailer when Toretto comes in and, like, sees his baby with Michelle Rodriguez? And he's
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He's like, how you doing, little Brian?
Yeah, dude, it's going to be amazing. And, I mean, we're finally going to get the justice that Han... deserves.
Ooh, Han is back. Fan
he's
favorite.
Back.
Who cares how he's back? I mean, look, if they can
Doesn't
bring
matter.
Steve Trevor back with a wishing stone, let's yeah. bring Han back any way possible, by any means
necessary.
Yeah, I
necessary. Hope that Han is back in the body of another person. Just inhabiting there.
Han is back in the body of Tyrese.
We got some, like, Jumanji gimmicks going on.
Hey, how much of the runtime will Dominic Toretto be in a wife beater?
Well, I hope the whole thing, I was assuming. What else would he be wearing?
I don't got no clean clothes. I only got my... this is for Brian. Kaysen, that was fun. Okay. We're over to you. Your number 9 most anticipated film of the year. Let's do it.
All right. My number 9 is another Disney animated movie. I can't stop. Raya and the Last Dragon, which comes Ooh. Out March 5th. This is, I think, the earliest movie coming out in my top 10, so this will be the first one that I'm really hyped to see in a theater. We got Kelly Marie Tran, we got Awkwafina, we have a trailer that was giving the most Avatar The Last Airbender vibes I have ever seen from something aside from that show.
Now, Kaysen, was James Cameron involved in the making of this?
No,
I'm confused.
I don't think so. You're thinking of the wrong Avatar, man.
Oh,
you gotta get on the level. I'm talking about the OG quality Avatar, this James Cameron commercial crap.
With the Na'vi, right? And that's a
movie.
Oh
my gosh! Get out of here!
Okay.
Get out of here!
Okay.
But no, this movie looks so cool. It looks like they're gonna really take an action angle with this. I remember thinking the trailer was visually incredibly impressive. I think it looked like the best animation Disney has done yet, which I think is saying something because Moana was also amazing looking. And so, yeah, I'm just excited to see kind of a cool story, not really about a princess, but just about a character who looks like a badass. So I think it'll be good.
Kaysen, this movie was almost an honorable mention. It didn't quite make it, but I am so excited to see it. I really feel like Raya and the Last Dragon is the type of movie that could, like, blow me away. Similar to how Moana did when I first saw that. In
yeah.
fact, I would say it looks similar animation. I mean, obviously, I know Disney's behind it, but, like, it looks like it shares a lot of threads with Moana visually. And it looks like a big, fun adventure movie with exotic locales and, like, just a really, really, a lot of potential there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll see. I'm really excited. And this is another one where I think I am so excited because we've already seen a trailer and I loved it. But I also kind of feel like I know what it's going to be like. But I also just want Kelly Marie Tran to have a chance to redeem herself from her Star Wars flop.
Kaysen, are you referring to The Last Jedi when she crashed her starship into Finn and then kissed him and then said, "We did this for love," and then everyone in the theater cringed?
That is exactly what I'm referring to, yes.
But then 6 months later, those same people that cringed went online and said that was the best Star Wars movie they've ever seen.
Yep, I was one of them.
Hey, did you forget that part, dorks? Anyway,
oh man,
Case, I'm fired up tonight. What can I say? I'm really I'm throwing
heat.
What
can I say?
Hey,
that's
my number
nine.
My number nine movie was Black Widow. We already talked about that. Let's toss it back over to you. I don't need to talk more. Kaysen, your number eight most hype movie of 2021. What is it?
Let me keep it going for you. My number eight, another movie that was supposed to come out last year and got delayed a crazy long amount of time. Quiet Place Part 2. This is coming out on April 23rd. We got Emily Blunt back. We got her children. It looks like it's going to really open up the world and kind of show her going on more of a journey rather than being trapped in the house in the first movie. And I think that's really interesting because I feel like one of the best parts about the first movie is the sort of confined setting they were stuck in. I feel like that really contributed to like the horror aspects of it and the claustrophobia and a lot of the tension. So I am interested to see how Krasinski follows it up with what looks to be a much more ambitious sequel. So I hope they keep the same vibe. I always love Emily Blunt. I think that she is fantastic in everything. So yeah, I'm hyped about this one.
Yeah, I'm really excited. This didn't quite make my honorable mentions list. And I think the reason is because I think this is going to be great. But again, one of those things where I just feel like I already know what it's going to be like. So it doesn't have that pull to me that some of these other more like, and I know you could say the same thing about Black Widow, but hey, I'm an MCU
fanboy
case. And what can I say? But yeah, Quiet Place Part 2 is going to be great. Trailer was fantastic. I thought they did a great job of kind of selling an expanded version of the first movie. And I think Krasinski like clearly has his finger on the pulse. He knows what he's doing. And it looks just from the trailer, the footage and the reviews, because this is a movie that, keep in mind, was very close to coming out, like weeks away, right? And people had already seen it, already reviewed it, were raving about it, saying it's fantastic. So there's a lot going for this movie. And yeah, I am excited to see it.
Yeah. What do you have for your number eight?
Kaysen, oh my gosh, I'm really going out on a limb here. You're gonna sigh deeply when I say this, okay? But again, this is something, if the stone from Wonder Woman gave me a wish and let me say right now, go in the theater and watch this, I would choose it, and I'm not ashamed about it. My number eight most anticipated film of the year is the finally made Uncharted film.
Oh gosh.
Once again, starring our boy Tom Holland as Nathan Drake, a young Nathan Drake, and starring Maki Mock Wahlberg as Sully. Uncharted comes out July 16th. This is directed by Ruben Fleischer, who, I gotta look this guy up. I think he directed, I gotta look at what he's done. I think he directed Zombieland. Am I right about that?
Yes, he did, one and two.
Yeah, so I mean, he, you know, he has a track record of kind of doing some, I don't want to say bigger budget, but like he kind of knows what he's doing as far as the popcorn, fun, entertainment type thing.
Oh, so, yeah, because guess what else he directed?
Oh, no.
Venom.
Oh, that's right.
A
he directed
classic.
Venom. Yeah. I think this is one of those things where I'm just so curious to see what is it going to be like. I'm very skeptical. I'm not saying this is going to be amazing. This is going to be the best thing ever. It's more just like, as far as anticipation goes, I want to see this thing. Like if I could walk into a theater right now and see Tom Holland as Drake, I would love to. Because we love those games. Like obviously the Uncharted games on PlayStation are some of the best the system has to offer. And I think the fact this movie was delayed so many times, this was like, I mean, how long was this thing in production? 4 years?
Well, and it switched directors a million times.
Multiple times. Multiple times. But it's funny because Tom Holland, like, I know he got a lot of crap. Like, how could he be Drake? But number one, the set photo that we've seen of him, he looks fantastic.
Yeah. I agree.
Number two, like I said before, I love the idea of him playing a younger Drake because it kind of, it keeps the, it lets the movie be its own thing, I feel like. It doesn't have to like be, okay, this isn't the Drake from the games. Because you're right, it's not the Drake from the games because he's not an adult.
Sure, sure, yeah.
Anyway, where are you at with Uncharted? Like, are you hyped or don't really care?
Not really. I mean, like you said, I'm interested to see how it comes out. I'm just very, like, I just don't think it's going to be good. and I'm, like, relatively confident in that for some reason. So I think I'm just not nearly as hyped as I would be. Because I love the games, too. But I just feel like this director has not really done anything super impressive. And I somewhat actively disliked Venom, so that's definitely a knock against it for me. And then just like Mark Wahlberg is Sully with Tom Holland. I mean, I think Tom Holland's gonna be good, but I love the games. I don't necessarily know that it's gonna make a super interesting or appealing movie for me. But
it's kind of weird how like Sully talks in the games like, "Hey Nate, get over here." But then you imagine Mark Wahlberg being like, "Hey, yo, Nate, Drake, we gotta find this treasure. I don't know. There's some kind of crystals exactly. over here."
Yeah, I can't imagine him being quite as, like, authoritative toward him.
Yeah. Anyway, Kason, that's Uncharted. We'll comes out July 16th. We'll see. It's more of a curiosity than anything else. But I'm excited to see what's going on.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Your number seven.
Okay, my number seven, which also comes out on April 23rd, right along with Quiet Place Part 2. You already mentioned it, Last Night in Soho. I'm so hyped, dude. I cannot wait for this movie. It was on my list last year, too. I think Edgar Wright is definitely up there in terms of my favorite directors. Everything he does, I think, is fantastic. Scott Pilgrim is one of my favorite movies ever. And I would also say that Baby Driver is one of the best action movies, you know, as far as just the way it was made and how entertaining it was, probably ever. I love that movie. I think what he did with the music was fantastic. I think if we forget about Kevin Spacey, then all of the performances were really good. And he
now,
used the characters in fun ways.
Why do you got problems with
it.
Kevin
Don't.
Spacey?
Yeah, but he's just like such a competent director. He's so weird and quirky and like really flashy. And I think to see him make a psychological horror movie starring Anya Taylor-Joy is going to be amazing. I mean, like, it sounds like it's going to be really leaning into the horror vibes. And so I think if he takes what he did with Baby Driver, what he did with Scott Pilgrim, and like applies that excessiveness to the horror genre, we're gonna get something super entertaining and weird and unique and fun. So
Kason,
I'm looking forward to
it. Is the other lead other than Anya Taylor-Joy the girl from Jojo Rabbit? I think it is, right? Her name's like I can't think of what her name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's Thomasin McKenzie, but I don't know if she's
I think she was the girl from Jojo
yes,
Rabbit.
Yes, she is, you're right. Yep. That's correct.
So, I mean, that's two fantastic leads right there. I can't wait.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, you had it on your list too, but I'm excited.
We will see, Kason. Last Night in Soho, that drops April 23rd.
Heck yeah. What do you have for your number seven?
Kason, number seven on my most hyped of the year list, The Matrix 4.
Wow.
Which we have to wait all the way until December 22nd. But look, Keanu Reeves is everywhere right now. He is the biggest thing, the biggest star on the planet.
The Keanu-sance.
Even more than just Keanu, I just feel like going back to this world, I just really cannot wait to see what they do in 2021. Because the original Matrix trilogy, I mean, especially the first one, obviously, was so groundbreaking for the time. I think that came out in like 1999. And it's like, are they going to try to push things? Are they going to try to do something outside the box like they did with those movies? Or will this be a little bit more conventional, a little bit more like blockbuster-ish? But I mean, knowing, I think this is only directed now by Lena Wachowski, but it's like, knowing Lena Wachowski, like, this is going to be weird and bizarre and not just kind of a coasting type sequel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I
really hope that they do this justice, and I hope they present some big ideas like they did in the original. I'm more curious to see where they go story-wise than anything else. And that, I think, is the biggest draw for me. So yeah, The Matrix 4, Can't wait to check this out. Keanu's back. I know Trinity is back, Carrie Ann Moss. And I think, is Lawrence Fishburne back as Morpheus?
I don't think he is, but I'm reading right now. Did you know that Yahya Abdul-Mateen, the dude from, you know who he is, playing young Morpheus? I just read
that. No way.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to play into it, but that's a cool casting choice.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Again, I mean, don't know too much about this movie other than just like, obviously you're going to be hyped if you're into the original trilogy, but Keanu's back and that's all we need, Kaysen.
That's right. Give me Keanu.
Whoa. That comes out December 22nd. Take the family before next Christmas. I can't even think that far ahead.
Yeah, that's one of the last ones.
Kaysen, you're number six.
My number six, you already mentioned it. I'm hyped. I think you're going to be surprised at how high this is. We got Dominic Toretto coming in at Fast 9.
What?
May 28th. Yeah, dude.
What changed, Kaysen? What happened?
You know, honestly, I was just making this list and thinking about it. And I was just thinking about, like, the experience of going to a theater, like an IMAX theater, and just watching the new Fast and Furious movie. And my brain was just like, yes, I cannot wait for that experience.
It brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hilarious. I think it's the action scenes are going to be like, you know, a mix between jaw dropping and laugh out loud, ridiculous. I don't know. And like something about it, I'm just really in the mood for a big, dumb, entertaining movie like that. And I think the Fast movies walk that line so well of being like, you know, bad, good. So I can't wait.
Kaysen, that makes me so proud as your older brother.
Yeah, that you got me hyped about it again.
Yeah, Kaysen, because you know what they say. I don't got friends, I got family. I like how my Dominic Toretto is just Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, exactly.
Great number six. Great number six, Kaysen. You F9 that to perfection.
Thanks, man.
Kaysen, my number six most anticipated film of the year is none other than the James Gunn directed The Suicide Squad, which drops on August 6th. Now, normally, I couldn't give two shits about anything coming out of the DC Extended Universe. Actually, I don't even know if this is part. I think it is, though, because we got Margot Robbie, right, as Harley Quinn coming back.
That's right. And Will Smith, right?
No. Will Smith is not in this. It's Idris Elba, right? They kind of
Yeah, you're right.
I don't even think Idris Elba is playing Deadshot. I think he's playing just like another character like Deadshot.
Who is also an assassin.
I'm also a really good shot.
Was that your Idris Elba?
No, it wasn't. Moving on quickly.
Okay.
Kaysen, James Gunn is the entire reason I'm excited to see this. And the footage that we've seen, the brief footage, even some of the behind the scenes stuff, this just looks like such a wild carnival ride of chaos. Yep. You can quote me, put that on the back of the Blu-ray. This looks so much fun. It looks like he really took the Guardians vibe and kind of exploded it into like an R-rated, over-the-top, violent mess, which kind of feels like him at probably his most free, you know, like able
sure,
to...
Yeah.
I'm sure DC really, really let him just do whatever he wanted with this. And you can tell just from the footage they've released and what we know about the movie, tons of characters... like huge cast, and I think he's gonna crush it. I think that the original Suicide Squad was a good idea that was executed terribly, whether that was David Ayer's fault, the director, or it was Warner Brothers' fault, but whoever's fault it was a massive disappointment. And I think this is cool that they get a shot at redemption, because I think the idea of the Suicide Squad is amazing.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I think that Harley Quinn, I mean, I love Margot Robbie in Birds of Prey. I thought just her and her performance in general was the highlight of the movie. So I think her connecting with James Gunn seems like a match made in heaven to me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I totally agree.
Anyway, really hyped about this. That is The Suicide Squad, August 6th, that is dropping.
Yep. And that's actually my number four as well. So
oh, cool.
I guess
okay.
I'll just go ahead and talk about it now. Yeah, August 6th. I completely agree with everything you said. I think the footage they showed looks awesome. I think that I am excited about the cast. It seems like they have just a ridiculous number of stars. you know, to like goof around with and just make jokes about. So I agree with what you said. I think James Gunn is perfect for this movie. I think it's going to be weird. I think it's not going to take itself too seriously, I hope. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be super fun. I'm really intrigued by how it goes. And I really just want a DC movie to be quality, you know? So,
Jason, we'll if Jared Leto was coming back as Joker, this would have been my number one.
Well, I think it would have been everyone's number one if Jared Leto was coming back. So,
but he's not coming back, so that's why it's at number six. No, James Gunn, bring back, give the people what they want. Bring back
that's
Leto.
That's right. He's stuck with Morbius.
Oh, I'm not gonna kill you. I'm just gonna hurt you real, real bad.
Oh my gosh,
that was my Leto as Joker impression.
I liked it. I liked it.
Kaysen, are we over to who are we at right now? Who are we?
I believe you can do your number five.
Here we go. Kaysen. Well, no, now we're all out of whack. You got to do your number five.
Okay, but I just said my number four. That's fine. I can do two in a row. My number five, another Marvel movie, which I am super interested to see how this comes out. Coming out on November 5th, it's Eternals. This one I think I'm mostly fascinated in just because I have no idea how it's going to go. The cast is huge. They're introducing a lot of new characters all at once. It seems like a really broad, sweeping story that kind of spans a large amount of time. And then I think the director, Chloe Zhao, is really the most interesting part of it to me just because she has developed a name for herself in making these really low-key indie movies like Nomadland and like, what was that other one called?
The Rider?
Yeah, The Rider, exactly. And so those are obviously much more about one single character kind of focusing on them doing a slow-paced journey and not really a lot of action happening. So I'm really interested to see what her spin on this movie is going to be. Obviously, she's a really talented director, and so I think it's cool she's getting the chance to do this, but I just have no idea what this movie is going to be like. So I think it could be incredible. I think it could be terrible, but I'm really excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, I think I'll just say this. I thought you were going to say something that I had on my number five, but I'm going to say this. Eternals is my number three most anticipated film of the year, so we can talk about it now. I think Chloe Zhao is definitely the most intriguing piece of this puzzle just because we just saw the trailer for Nomadland together. And that looks wild to me. I mean, visually, some beautiful scenery, beautifully filmed. Like, you can just tell it looks so raw and real and just, it looks beautiful. Some of these shots that she's setting up. And I really, really hope, please God, please Feige, just let her do her thing in this movie Eternals. Like, I hope that she gets to carry over that same eye and just have some, like, stunning non-green screen backdrops, you know?
Yes, totally.
Go on location, film on location, give us some of those sweeping shots instead of everything looking overly glossy, overly fake. And I think she could make it epic as hell, especially given the source material.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Really excited. I mean, that the reason that Eternals is my number three, a little higher than you, is because to me, this is one of the most intriguing movies of the year because we know nothing about it. We've seen zero footage. The cast is ridiculous. Marvel is obviously on fire with everything they do. And this seems to me the most, like, how are they going to market this type movie?
Yeah, and just how are they going to pull it off, like, with such a huge cast?
Yeah, so I look forward to seeing it, Kaysen, and hopefully it delivers.
Yeah, seriously. All right, what do you have as your number five?
Kaysen, my number five, I thought you were going to say this. My number five movie, we're also back to the MCU, is Shang-Chi.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Coming out July 9th. I cannot wait to see this movie. This movie looks like Mortal Kombat. And I heard the rumors are the plot of this movie is very similar to Mortal Kombat, involving some kind of a fighting tournament where it seems like some surface level kind of fun type fighting stuff. But like in reality, they're actually fighting for something very important. Yeah, and the tournament is kind of a front for this larger battle going on. So I think the main guy who's playing Shang-Chi, his name is Simu Liu, I think his name is.
Uh-huh.
Everything I've seen, everything I've heard from him, I follow him on Twitter. He just seems like such a funny, charismatic guy. I think this is really going to be like a star-making performance for him. And I think he posted a few weeks ago on his Twitter account some like some training footage of him like training with some friends. It was shot like they were filming an action sequence. And oh, cool. It looks so awesome. I mean, like, it looked way more intense, way more kind of impressive than I was thinking. Way less like Power Rangers and way more like The Raid. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. And
I know it's exciting. Not going to be like The Raid, but it's like, damn, dude, if they can make this look as real as possible and actually make some of these fights maybe mix in a little bit of the supernatural, but keep it like well choreographed and like awesome, I think this is going to be something great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So again, very that's cool. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. What a name.
That is quite a name.
Cool. That's my number five. That comes out July 9th. Kaysen, where are you at right now?
My number four, I already said, was Suicide Squad.
Correct.
So did you say your number four yet?
I did not. Kaysen, back to me.
Yeah.
My number four most anticipated movie of the year. We got my boy. I mean, this dude is my boy. This guy is, if I could have a beer with anyone, and I don't even like beer, it would be this guy. That's TC Tom Cruise. We got Mission Impossible 7 dropping November 19th. Hey, wear your masks, get your injections, and social distance. Because if you don't, Tom's going to let you know.
Yeah, man, that's my number three. So perfect timing.
Kaysen, did you hear Tom Cruise go ballistic on the cast? Or on the
yeah,
crew?
Well, I didn't. I heard that he did that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was the stuff of legend, dude.
He's not messing around, man.
No, he went ballistic, but for good reason. I mean, obviously, this is one of the few mega blockbusters filming, and he wants to make sure that it doesn't affect all the other productions, you know? That if they're irresponsible, it could have a bad ripple effect on other productions. So I was behind Tom Cruise on his rant. And I can't
I'm always behind Tom Cruise on his rant.
I cannot wait to see what he does in this movie. Every single Mission Impossible movie has been elite to me, except maybe the second one, which sucked. But Kaysen, I would say like the last like 4, 5, 6 have been on another level.
Yeah, directed by Christopher McQuarrie, who is also directing this one.
Yeah, I mean, him and Tom Cruise just have something special together. I can't wait to see the stunts. I can't wait to see... I mean, really, it's like funny because I think of the set pieces and the big spectacle, but all these movies have really intriguing stories as well.
Yeah, they do. And like the new characters are always really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. I think that I think Rebecca Ferguson is such a great like female lead in these movies too. I always look forward to seeing what she's gonna do. And yeah, this is just such a fun movie. This is a movie that cannot be viewed at home. Like it can't. I mean, obviously it can once you've seen it, but you have to see this for the first time in a big theater with a lot of people. And I'm really hoping that by the time this drops, we get to do that.
Totally. Yeah. Me too. Yeah, that's my number three. I agree with everything you said. The last Mission Impossible movie, Fallout, is actually the first movie I saw using my AMC A-List subscription. And I remember, I vividly remember sitting around talking with my friends of like, man, I really want to see the new Mission Impossible in IMAX, but the ticket is like, you know, $20 or whatever. And so we were like, oh, well, maybe we should just get the AMC A-List because it includes IMAX tickets. And then the whole cost of an entire month would only be $20. So you would basically just be paying for the ticket and then you could see whatever other movies you wanted to see for the rest of the month. And so we did it. We went to see it. It was the first time I had ever been to an IMAX movie. My brain exploded.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of a lot of things, but mainly my AMC A-List experience. So I have a lot of nostalgia for Mission Impossible after that. I mean, it was only 2 years ago, but I'm super hyped about seeing the next one, and I really hope I get to see it in IMAX.
See, Kaysen, you crunching numbers like that is exactly how you got into med school. Like, you know...
Like
you,
what?
Like saying, like, okay, we could spend $20. Or we could spend $20 and get a month of movies.
That's right. Gotta be clever.
I wasn't born with the brains, Kaysen. Here we go. My number two?
Yes. No, you're number three.
Oh, yeah. Well, my number three was Eternals, right? So we went over that.
Hype then I can do my number two.
Give it to me.
My number two, back to Marvel, is Spider-Man 3.
Whoa!
I don't think that's going to be the official title, but I think it's going to be the new Spider-Man movie of the Tom Holland Spider-Man universe. Kaysen. Except as we know, in this movie, they are mashing together all of the different Spider-Men. So we got Tobey Maguire coming back. We got Andrew Garfield coming back. Is this your number two?
It's my number two.
Let's go. All right. We're on the same page. Directed once again by the guy whose name I'm blanking on.
John Watts.
John Watts. Thank you. I think this is going to be really interesting. It was something that I have been hesitant on just because I don't know how I feel about them trying to cram all of the multiverse stuff into it. But the more I think about it, the more I'm just excited to see it. Like, honestly, whether it's phenomenal or whether it's just kind of a mess, I think it's going to be crazy to see these actors together on screen and just to see, like, what they're doing with this ambition in the Spider-Man universe. So I'm intrigued, Keenan.
Yeah, I think in a weird way, we're almost underestimating this movie. I think this is going to be on the level and of the scope of something like a Civil War.
Yeah.
And I think that we're kind of thinking of the first two Spider-Man movies, which were great, but I think we almost need to rethink how this movie is going to play out, and it's going to be a much bigger, more sprawling movie like a Civil War that's going to be more like an event film, you know what I mean, than just like a Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, I hope that's the case.
This movie is going to set up so much. Obviously, we know Doctor Strange is cameoing in this movie. He's apparently the one who teaches Peter like what the multiverse is. And I think that's really going to open a lot of doors, no pun intended, for the future of the MCU. So I just can't wait to see how they incorporate these characters. Maguire, Doc Ock is coming back. That's going to be awesome to see Tobey Maguire and Alfred Molina like interacting again. Andrew Garfield's coming back. He kind of gets a shot to I don't want to say at redemption because I always thought he was good, but it's cool to see him suit up again.
Yeah, because his series really fizzled out really quickly, so.
I almost feel like Jamie Foxx, like coming back as Electro, he was horrible, but the thing is, he is the most like remembered, right? Like everyone knows like, oh yeah, he was Electro. It was terrible. So at least he has name recognition.
Yeah, totally.
So I mean, there is that, and I feel like they'll try to redeem him a little bit. I don't know, like where he's not as corny.
I mean, I don't know how big of a role he'll really have in the movie, or frankly, like how big of a role any of these multiverse characters will have in the movie. But my hope is that they would keep the focus on Tom Holland in Zendaya and then just kind of wrap everything else in around them, kind of like Into the Spider-Verse did. But I don't know if that's the approach they'll take or not.
Yeah, we talked about that. Like, do you think this is something where they're going to introduce Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield separately, where we're kind of following their stories along with Tom Holland, and then at the end, they all team up in this epic, like, come-together moment? Or is it going to be something where Tom Holland goes and, like, actively seeks them out? Like, I need to find my counterparts.
I would say neither. I feel like it's more likely it'll be a Spider-Verse situation where they kind of just pop out in front of him. And he's like, what? What's going on?
Maybe.
I just think
it would be awesome if like the movie started, and I know that the whole problem is it's kind of like crappy for Tom Holland because it's like this is his movie, but it's like, wouldn't it be awesome if the movie just started and like we see like this character get up and we think it's Tom Holland and then the camera pans around and it's Tobey Maguire as like a middle-aged guy?
Yeah.
And then we just kind of see like him and Kirsten Dunst like living their life together and stuff. I don't know. I think that could be really cool, showing how all three universes start seeing the cracks of like the multiverse, you know? And then
I'm wondering if they'll do something where Doctor Strange kind of like pops around to each one of them and like
the Desmond fills from Lost.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's kind of recruiting them, you know, between the universes.
Maybe. It's going to be awesome. Like, I really do think we're underestimating the scale of this thing. So I can't wait. That's why it's our number two.
Yeah.
We're hyped as hell.
I'm hyped. All right. Should we get to the grand finale, the number one?
Kaysen, there's only one thing you need to remember. Fear is the mind killer.
Oh, my gosh. Kenan, we've been waiting for this movie a long time. I would say the director got a little bit screwed over. There's been a lot of drama around it, but I think finally we're going to get what I would say a ton of people have been waiting for. It is finally time to experience the Snyder Cut of Justice League.
Oh, Kaysen, I love it.
No, I'm kidding.
You hit us with the double whammy.
No, I'm totally kidding. There is no room for multiple DC films on this list.
My man.
My number one movie is definitely Dune. I assume that is also yours.
Kaysen, it is. Of course. Of course.
Yeah, I'll let you give the intro since I got to do my little fake joke.
Kaysen, that was so clever. You're thanks. Really becoming quite the
I'm learning.
You're becoming quite the prankster on this podcast. Talk about Jackass 4 and it starts inspiring you, Kaysen.
That's right.
Anyway, Kaysen, Dune is obviously number one. This comes out October 1st. I'm starting to question if this movie's even real. I feel like I've been waiting so long to see this. It physically pains me. But we got the trailer, thank God. We actually have footage of this. We have photos of this. Man alive. I mean, it looks like something from the trailer that you cannot even capture, like, the scope and the scale in a trailer. They can give you little tastes and little hints and stuff. Visually, it looks just as spectacular as we thought it would. The music is out of control. it just looks, even in the little 2.5 minute of minutes of footage, I mean, my hype level is through the roof, Kaysen. Chalamet looks like he's giving his full Chalamet, like just total emo leading man hero, like narrating and looking amazing.
Yeah.
Momoa showing up fighting with swords and holograms looks insane.
Mm-hmm.
We got Josh Brolin showing up in full body armor, just looking like a beast, looking like Thanos without the purple.
Yeah, I guess that.
Rebecca Ferguson showing up as Chalamet's mom. That's a match made in heaven. Absolutely sign me up for that.
Yeah, it's the year of the Ferguson.
Kaysen, Zendaya's in this movie? Are you kidding me?
I know. It's amazing.
The cast is wild. Don't forget about Batista. Now, again, Batista literally in this movie looks like an albino version of Drax the Destroyer, just running around with knives and stuff. But again, that's what we want Batista to do, right?
That's right. Yeah. What else could you ask him to do?
This movie's going to be wild. The number one reason I think we're both hyped for this is the director, Denis, as we talked about him so many times. He is just on a different planet. He directed, if you're unfamiliar, Blade Runner 2049. Arrival, Sicario, Prisoners, Incendies, which we raved about on this podcast. Mm-hmm. The guy is just ridiculous. I love him. So I think he is the perfect person to do something like this. I think this is the type of sci-fi that we want to see that we don't see anymore. Big, big budget sci-fi that is not a conventional Star Wars, Marvel type thing. This is something different, something challenging. And I think to see this anywhere but the big screen is doing the movie and yourself a huge disservice.
Completely, yeah. And I mean, he obviously agreed with that because he was very upset by the HBO Max deal, trying to put it out on streaming right away. And thankfully, they took that back. So I am incredibly happy about that decision.
Yeah, I mean, his point was not only is it insulting to the cast and crew who worked so hard on this to just kind of throw it on streaming where people can watch it on their phones, it's also like you're killing the chance for a sequel because as soon as you do that, it's going to kill the profitability. And no one's going to greenlight a sequel unless you prove this thing can make money in theaters. Now, I don't even know if it can. I'm not saying it can. I'm just saying at least it has a chance if you put it out exclusively in theaters. If you put it on streaming, it's like, forget about it. You're never going to get to see the conclusion of the story.
Yeah, which is terrible. I mean, it'd be so frustrating to work so hard on something and then just not be able to finish it. Like, ugh, I can't imagine.
Kaysen, any other thoughts on Dune before we send it off into the sunset? It's almost like I can't talk about this movie anymore because it gets me too emotional, but we know it's not leaving the number one spot.
Yeah, I mean, it was our number one last year as well, and I really don't think anything has changed as far as like our knowledge of the movie. So, I'm in pretty much the exact same place I was last year. I cannot wait. I wish it was coming out earlier in the year, but I guess I'll wait till October.
There is literally no movie that could be announced coming out that would ever replace it. Unless, like, maybe Ace Ventura 3.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's he is the director to watch right now.
Kaysen,
maybe if Ari Aster announced some new project.
Count down your top 10. Let's hear him real quick.
All right, my top 10, we got Black Widow. Number 9 is Raya and the Last Dragon. Number 8 is A Quiet Place Part 2. Number 7 is Last Night in Soho. Number 6, we got Fast and Furious 9. Number 5, Eternals. Number 4, The Suicide Squad. Number 3, Mission Impossible 7. Number 2, Spider-Man 3. Number 1, Dune.
Great list, Kaysen. And again, I love how high you have F9.
Yeah.
Kaysen, my number 10 was F9, as we just mentioned. Family. My number 9 is Black Widow. My number 8 is Uncharted. My number 7 is The Matrix 4. My number 6 was The Suicide Squad. What are we, some kind of Suicide Squad? My number 5 was Shang-Chi. Wait, did you have Shang-Chi on your list?
No, I did not.
Damn,
I'm less
Kaysen?
Excited about it than you are.
Out of your mind, man.
We'll see.
Number 5 was Shang-Chi. Number 4 was Mission Impossible 7. Number 3 was Eternals. Number 2, Spider-Man 3. And number 1, Fear is the Mind Killer. Dune, let's go.
Amazing. So I think we did share 7 of them. I think you nailed it in your initial prediction.
Yeah, we shared 7 movies in different orders, but we were close.
And Kaysen, you did not have Top Gun on your list?
No, I mean, you know I wanted to, but it's just one of those things. Like, I'm excited about that. I know Tom is going to deliver, probably be nominated for a couple Academy Awards, but it's one of those things where it's like, you know, come on. How excited am I about it? Not as excited about as the other 15 I just mentioned.
That's right.
Hey, one movie I want to give a shout out to is this movie with Dev Patel called The Green Knight.
Is that finally coming out?
Yeah, but if you watch the trailer, listeners, watch the trailer for The Green Knight, and Knight is K-N-I-G-H-T, like Knight in Shining Armor.
Like this Jacob.
Thing is crazy, crazy visually nuts, like fantasy mixed with like swords and sandals type epics mixed with, it just looks crazy. So The Green Knight, I'm really excited about, and also finally excited to watch that A24 horror movie called Saint Maud.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, kind of on that note, I think we have some bigger high profile horror movies coming out as well, with finally Candyman. I'm pretty excited to see that, honestly. I think that'll be interesting. That's also got Yahya Abdul-Mateen, who we know from Watchmen. And then also we have Spiral coming out finally, the Saw remake.
So Kaysen,
we'll see how those go.
Kaysen, do you think that the Joe Jonas from the Jonas Brothers is friends with Yahya Mateen?
Why do you say that?
Well, because in that song, he says, I believe the song is Cake by the Ocean. He says, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Keep on hoping. We'll eat cake by the ocean. So, like, is he talking to Yahya Mateen is the question.
Yikes. So that is a really good point. I'm sure there's a Reddit thread somewhere about that.
Because he says, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay. We'll have to do a little research and we'll get back to you guys next week. Or if you know the answer, go ahead and hit us up on the Facebook group.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about Tenet, but I realized we're going to do that as far as just like, was it worth it putting this out in theaters? But I think that's a good question for next week when we do the 2020 totally. Wrap up.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Kaysen, last thing before we go, let's give some quick shout outs to some Facebook members who commented on their most anticipated. Our boy, and again, our relative, we're not paying these people, I promise. Kurt Culler. He said he has a lot that he's looking forward to. He said Raya and the Last Dragon, No Time to Die, James Bond, which is not on your list, Kaysen, I'm surprised. No. Black Widow, Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds, that looks kind of fun. Ghostbusters Afterlife, The Beatles, Get Back.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Dune, Mission Impossible 7, and Spider-Man 3. So Kurt Culler is excited for a lot. Thank you, Kurt. Kaysen, Chelsea Sherlock, she wrote to us. She said she's looking forward to Minari, which so are you.
Yes, yep.
A Quiet Place Part 2, Shang-Chi, and In the Heights.
Oh, yes. I am also excited about that. It didn't make my list, but I love that musical. I think it's awesome. I am a little bit like scared of whether or not it will translate well, but I think it has pretty much all of the good things going for it that it could. So I'm really looking forward to that one too. If nothing else, the music is amazing. It's another Lin-Manuel production.
Kaysen, our sister Ashley Culler says that our nephew Grady, he's most excited about Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, yes, I'm sure he is.
Hey, imagine streaming Godzilla versus Kong to your phone.
It'd be a little anticlimactic, huh?
And then finally, our boy Christian Ubius from the
Cinema Drip.
What'd you say?
Cinema Drip podcast.
Yeah, Cinema Drip. We like our coffee like we like our movies. from the Cinema Drip podcast. He said In the Heights because the music is breathtaking. But if we're talking strictly 2021, I think it's got to be Last Night in Soho. Edgar Wright has a distinct style that makes you want to hang out with him. And seeing him take on a horror film, I can't wait.
I love it. That's exactly, I totally share that sentiment. So great, great point, Christian.
Thanks, guys. Hey, it's been a fun episode, Kaysen. Did you like getting hyped? Would you like conducting the hype train?
I loved conducting the hype train.
Even though you didn't make the noise.
I didn't make the noise, but, you know, there's a time for everything.
That's exactly we'll right. Kaysen, next week we're dropping our mega 2020 wrap-up. We know it's a little late, but trust me, I think it's for the better. We're going to drop our top 10 films of 2020. That's going to be fun. And obviously, we got the 5 honorable mentions. We are also going to be giving out some awards throughout the episode.
Yes. Do you know what they are going to be?
I don't know the winners, but I know I think we'll just stick with the categories from last year's awards. Okay. Don't you think?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Who knows? We might pivot. We might change it up a little bit, but we'll do some fun stuff like scariest scene in a movie, most emotional scene in a movie, best action sequence, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it will be a good time. Make sure you tune in and check it out. That's all I got.
That's all we got. I think that we had some solid lists. I would love to hear more people's lists of their most anticipated movies this week. So hit us up.
Let us know. Kaysen, as always, thank you for being an incredible co-host.
Yeah, thank you for being an incredible primary host.
You're very welcome. We're both other co-hosts. Kaysen, we're both primary. Here we go. It's the sign off. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Yeah, good night.